Listening Library presents Hard Love by Ellen Whitlinger. Chapter 1. I am immune to emotion. I have been ever since I can remember, which is helpful when people appeal to my sympathy. I don't seem to have any. Come on, John, it's not going to kill you to go to the auditions with me, Brian begged. I hate doing stuff alone. He walked backward to the door of Darlington High's little theater, beckoning to me as though I were his golden retriever. Look, I told him, I can't sing, I can't act, and I don't like musicals anyway, especially this one. It's sappy. I didn't bother to remind him that I don't really go to this school. People think I do, but it's only my physical body, not me. Brian can't seem to understand that. You think the Sound of Music is sappy? It's about the rise of the Third Reich. It's about standing up for your beliefs. It's about the hills are alive and singing nuns. As if Brian knows squat about standing up for your beliefs anyway. Brian's most strongly held belief is that having a girlfriend will make him a viable human being, but let a girl say hi to him in the hallway and his knees buckle. How come you're suddenly so interested in drama? I asked him, though I didn't really care. You never tried out for a play before. Brian's acne turned wine red, which was his charming way of blushing. He glanced quickly up and down the corridor. She's trying out. She always gets a big part in the musicals, and everybody says she'll get the lead this time. Jesus. Who? I asked, just to annoy him. Brian rolled his eyes and leaned in close. Violet Neville, he whispered. He was so damn close to me, he breathed her nauseatingly sweet name right into my mouth. How old are you? I asked.